Our scripture today is from Psalm 62, verse 5 to 12. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word which we're about to read together. For in reading the word, we're able to experience your grace, your mercy. You have given to us a light that we can follow. You have not left us alone in the darkness of this world, but have lit that darkness up that we are able to see you. So we ask you, Lord, that our eyes and heart are open now to see you, to learn more of you, to draw closer to you, to be challenged, to be encouraged. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 5 to 12. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress, I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances, they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. But put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. For you repay to all according to your work. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As many of you know, I'm a fairly large fan of J.R.R. Tolkien, especially his Lord of the Rings trilogy, which again is kind of a misnomer, Lord of the Rings trilogy. It's not a trilogy, it's one big book, but because... you know, we don't like things that big. We break it down a trilogy to help us kind of consume it easier. But in it, there's a character that I like, King Theoden. And he has a quote I tried looking for, but I couldn't find it. But I remember bits and pieces of it. So I'm going to butcher the quote all over the place. But I'll give you the gist of it. The quote is something like, you've heard me butcher this before. The quote is something like, those things in our lives that we trusted in, all those things in our lives that we walked upon, those solid places in our lives, are now fading away. And when I read this years ago, well before COVID, it still rang a bell. Because the thing about life is that it changes. Almost everything about life changes and moves and slips away. Those things that we once counted on, they go and are no longer there. Well before 2020, our very lives are a testament to that truth. When I was 9 years old, 13, I learned a saying that I only strongly grasp now, which is the only constant is change. The only thing that we can really count on is that whatever is around us is going to be different at some point. That those things that were to us what life was built upon, change one way or another. In fact, a funny, to me, humorous example of this, and again, it's another thing that I've shared with you before, is that the medieval church wrestled with this idea of eternity, everlasting life, what it meant, what it looked like. And one of the deeply theological arguments that they had during this time was, when you die, what age is your body going to be? So the fear here was that if you died, for example, as a baby, that then you would spend eternity as a baby. And no one wants to do that. And truthfully, no one wants to be around that. I mean, that would be a difficult eternity to handle. On the flip side, if someone died when they were in their 90s and the body is starting to fail, then would you spend all eternity as your 90s, in your 90s with that body? And so people in medieval times didn't really want this thing to happen, so they discussed over and over and over and over again. And they came up with those of you who heard me say this before, do you remember the age? 32. So whatever your 32-year-old body was, that's what you're going to spend all eternity in, according to medieval time. I mean, honestly, what this illustrates is that our bodies change, and we don't even like that change oftentimes. That our bodies, which we have come to trust over the years, feels like it betrays us at times. I have been blessed throughout my life and the ministry that God has put me in to be around folks who are older than me. I have learned so much. And one of the main things that I've learned by being around those who are older than me is do not take your knees for granted. Enjoy your knees while you have them. Because all things change. And we don't know where those changes are going to take us. And no more so is this true than 2020. No one predicted what 2020 was going to be like. Everyone in January who had plans for that year was wrong. At least most people, I'd say. It has changed the way that we view life. It has changed the way that normal is viewed. Prior to 2020, when I would see scenes of China, and I would see people in China walking around with face masks, I would think, whoa, that's weird. Why are they doing that? And now, if you see someone around without a face mask, I mean, you start thinking that's odd. Our life, the way we do things, has changed. And politically, we're just gone through a very, very big change. We now have a new president in one of the closest margins. And it hasn't been pretty. It's been difficult for many, many, many people. In fact, maybe you've heard this joke too. Did you know that every time you mention this year, you proclaim last year's victory? You ever hear that? Every time you mention this year, you proclaim last year's victory. 2021. Okay. Give you a second to let that sink in. 2021. The year 2021. Sometimes it feels like 2021, that it has proclaimed the victory. Because it's changed everything. Everything that we've experienced. That's why I love this scripture so much. Because it reminds us of something that we need to be reminded of on a daily basis. The person who wrote this, whoever they were, was going through many changes and many difficulties. That they looked around in their life and they couldn't trust anything. It felt like the whole world was fighting against them. And then they say, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from God." That in not being able to react to the world and not being able to say any arguments that would win anything, they wait in silence. Because they know that it's God ultimately who delivers the victory. God alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in God at all times, O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. The fact is that yes, life changes. It's just a part of life. But God is with us forever. God is that foundation that won't change, that helps us to walk in the midst of the change, that allows us to put one foot firmly in front of the other. And when we fall, for we will, when we throw a tantrum, when we scream at life, when we get upset with what's going on, when we start to lose our nerve or even doubt, Christ comes in, picks us up, dusts us off, hugs us, and says, I'll help you through. Places us back on the rock, which is our Lord, to walk again. Because it's Christ who we can count on in the midst of this. No matter who the president is, or no matter how long COVID lasts, Jesus has tomorrow well in hand. Jesus holds not only our tomorrow, but our today also. I like how our author ends our psalm. In verse 11, once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Because we have two ears. Listening to God when God tells us that power belongs to God. And steadfast love belongs to God. God will be with us according to our word. So I pray that we serve well. And we serve upon that rock, that no matter what changes happen in our lives, no matter how much we feel things are falling apart, no matter how much those things that we used to trust on fade away, that it's in God that we live. It's in God that we trust. So I leave you with this. In the midst of all the change that we are experiencing, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And this is even more so, I believe, because of Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for Christ in our lives. Lord, may we trust you always, wherever we find ourselves. We pray that we trust you and live your love and share the church with the entire world. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.